It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. Yeah, this is part two of a three-part. I did a culmination of these three subjects in a 25, 26, 27 minute thing earlier. I thought I better split them up, mostly because one of these I'm going to use as my Goodreads review, and 25 minutes longer because it's only part of it. And this that's going to be the last part. Here I'm going to cover the film Black Widow, which came out July the 9th. This is July the 13th. I ran the film, and I was pretty disturbed about what I found. The reference to part one of this was comic book writer, author Chuck Dixon, who wrote of the problems of the comic book industry being caught up in the PC world and how manga is hanging American comics out to dry while it is showing actual diversity and writing about every, having series of comics about every subject imaginable. I was at a museum in Jacksonville, which focuses on Southern history, especially the Civil War, and they were floored to learn that there is a Civil War comic book, not in America, in Europe. There have actually been a number of them, and they sell. Now, these Dixon was specifically mentioning the Asian manga as being the diverse one, in that it, and his focus actually isn't about diversity, but it's just that that is a matter here. Whereas American comics are caught in the political maelstrom of trying to get out certain leftist ideals when it comes to the manga coming out of Asia and other parts of the whole world. It is all over the place. And as he points out, there's a series about golf. There's a whole series about, all sorts. I mentioned one about, there's one about a kitten. And it's not about a cute little kitten that gets in all kinds of, it's about a cute kitten who's in a house and gets in. One comic book is just about the kitten being in a box. Another one's about the kitten being in a drawer. Another one is about the kitten being in somewhere else on the refrigerator. And that's the whole comic book. But it sells. The golf one is about all kinds of things involving golfing, and the people who go, there's a series of folks who goes golfing, and the golf clubs, and where they golf, and tea time, and everything else. That's the comic book. It sells. In America, it's politics, 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 politics. Everything's about politics. It's not about the good guy game, the bad guy. It's about who the good guy is. It's about identity politics. Each superhero is involved in something, what they're doing, and how it all ties in. Sadly, we're seeing this, of course, in movies and in books, and everything coming out of America right now is heavy-handed about political ideas, and what they're producing are trite characters and stereotypes. That I see how there is mention, like there's complaints about my Goodreads review about the United States of Captain America. I read all kinds of books from all different time periods about all sorts of subjects. Right now, I'm reading about a Spanish galleon investigation that was done as a nonfiction book, off of Pensacola. And I've just been reading some Earl Stanley Gardner involving Perry Mason. I noticed that some folks, I've also been reading some Robert Howard involving Conan, and how some people write how, well, it's racist how they have black people. That's impossible. Robert E. Howard was writing about a world that didn't exist. He made it all up. There are no places on the planet that are named after the places involving Conan. It's another world. You can't say it's racist because that's a viewpoint specifically Americans have involving a period of time of the last 150 years, and they don't even understand that, and they just use the terminology because it's easy. It doesn't take thinking. You could be dumb as a board and you just call everything racist. So, when it comes to Robert E. Howard, who wrote about a very specific period that he made up, about people he made up, because he happens to mention the skin tone, he doesn't even actually indicate that these people or these entities are even human. Is Conan human? I don't know. He's just writing books. It's fiction. And he writes it that there's some dark skin. Oh, well, that's racist because he wrote that they're dark skin and they're carrying spears. Everybody carries spears. There's no guns in the Conan world. They all have spears and knives and daggers and swords. It's just how stupid Americans are these days and how they're caught up in this very narrow-minded view. Well, nowhere is that better represented than in Black Widow, the movie. The idea of the Black Widow is that it's about a spider, a female spider who kills the male. And the initial concept of Black Widow in the comic books back in the 60s was that Black Widow would basically defeat the bad guy, who was typically a man, thus stopping the male, and had these little dart things that shot out of this thing on her arm, which would put them out of action. Come today, you think of Black Widow today into the context of the political world in America today, and of course, the woman's going to defeat the man. I was hoping the film would be just a good guy, bad guy. I hope all these comic book things are just good guy versus bad guy. It's not trying to, you know, stop a New World Order thing taking over the planet. Just stop a bad guy. Yeah, he's doing something bad. Stop him. Easy. No! The entire Black Widow film is about stopping men. It is, the entire film is about a bad guy who is controlling a large amount of females. It's actually never quite said how many, like millions or hundreds of thousands. It's a lot. And he has taken over their minds and brains and controlling them to do things as he wants. And all the stormtroopers that are with him are all male. Of course, there are no women. Because it's man that the Black Widow is working to stop. And, of course, has other women who help. There are no strong males throughout the entire film. And if they're there, they're bad guys. There's one guy that assists him, of course, dark skin, who is, excuse me, shown to be a bit muddled and is teased. And she basically discards him. He's in the film twice. But each time discarding him is... as a screw up until the very end, he gets her something that she responds to well. But it's the way that they get connected to the whole Avengers thing. But he's still not a strong male. He's the strongest that's there, and even he's weak. All the rest, including her father, who's treated as a clown throughout the film. There are no strong males because the idea is that Black Widow is women, and women must defeat man because man is bad. I reflect also as I found myself interested in Ian McKellen in a film he did in 2019. The film in 2019 was one in which he is a bad guy. And I, after seeing Black Widow, it had me thinking, well, you know what? In that film of 2019, it's the same thing. It's called The Good Liar. And it's with Helen Mirren. No good men in the entire film. None. Not one. They're all bad. They're all bad guys. They're all evil. They're all bad. There's only one, Helen Mirren, quote-unquote, son. And the son then presents that, well, he's not really a man. He performs homosexual acts. And his quote-unquote partner is, of course, black. Because you have to do that. This will get to when I do the review of United States of Captain America. This repeats itself. It repeats itself endlessly. You're watching this film and you see the checklist. The checklist. Women strong, men bad, homosexual, Asian black. You know what's going to happen. You know how it's going to end. There's no question. Why the hell did I spend... Now, I admit, I ran the film. I half watched it. I was working. I always work. I'll run something off to the side and work. Glad, because what a waste of time. Now, The Good Liar is a well-thought-out film, but can there be no good, just men, regular men? Not even The Good Liar, which is not an action film. It's a sad commentary to film today. We cannot seem to be able to have, I mean, if you find one, let me know. I'm guessing that there are those in Asia where that's different. I've seen some. Well, the Jackie Chan films, of course, those are more recent, further back. He's still doing a few these days, but I even notice them. He's not necessarily the strongest character. He's usually now a co-star these days, or a bit part even. But, you know, here in America, what's coming out are male bad, women good. It's all the stereotypes. It's rot is what it is. Black Widow's a terrible film. The story is muddled and a mess. They're so busy trying to show women are in charge that they kind of forget how to actually engage in a story, because you've lost. A story must have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And when you have, your antagonist is a male, and everything else is male that's the antagonist, and the hero is women and all women, it's hard to get a good story there, because we know in real life this is just not true. And this thing about the homosexual stuff, again, which is not prominent in this film, which is I found interesting, though alluded to, is that it makes up such a tiny part of our population. You know, maybe 5% are claiming it, but it's probably more like 2 or 3. 95. Just let's take the 5%. 95% of everybody in this country performs heterosexual acts. Maybe they might be bisexual. Why do I need to know this? I'll get into this United States of Captain America, where it's a prominent, more prominent than Black Widow. But Black Widow's kind of the antithesis of male bad, women good, and the story stinks because they don't know how to get around it. They're checking off explosion here, explosion there. It must be a takeover of the world. All this garbage. And the interesting thing, of course, male taking over the females. This is a bad film. I don't recommend it. I don't recommend someone seeing it. I think this is the kind of thing that taints people's minds against. This is why we're seeing any prominence. Like I mentioned, the homosexual thing. You know, that 5% is, what, 3 times what it was just a few years ago? What has propelled it? Well, media says, well, we just open it up so people can come out, quote unquote, come out of the closet. Well, those of we the thinking believe something quite different. That this is, that if you keep plying something to people, they start to say, they start to reflect it and say they are that themselves. You keep showing Purina Cat Chow and people go and buy Purina Cat Chow. That's why advertisers exist. That's where we're seeing the explosion of those who think that they're, and most of that doesn't work in the long run anyway, as we know. You know, the numbers about all that. So what we're seeing as we see something like Black Widow come about is trying to force ideals upon us. And I'll say, so I was in a little Facebook discussion. Someone said it's not that heavy-handed. It's not a matter of it being heavy-handed. It's the subtlety of it. It's the underlying. At no point does it say we're women and we're going to defeat man. But that's what the story is. That's what the story is. Don't see the film. Don't see the film. Don't see the film. Okay, there's a part 3 to this in which I am reviewing United States of Captain America. Please feel free to tune in. If you want, respond. I'm on Rob Smith Jr. on Twitter, Political Cartoons and Commentary on Facebook. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this. If you want, share it, comment, etc. Thank you so much. Rob Smith Jr. here. You all have a great day, and I will be back down the road.
It's alright, it's okay, doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay, listen to what I say.